Hello, my friend. Welcome aboard the Daily Dose of Disney. I'm Ray Keating, novelist, economist, and editor and publisher of DisneyBizJournal.com. In this podcast, we serve up Disney or Disney-related stories, insights, reviews, debates, discussions, and lessons. We cover a wide range of topics. So what's up today? Well, I'm continuing and concluding the series on Indiana Jones. So I finally got around to rewatching Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. And I wrote a review. So here it goes. Okay, it was time. As a big Indiana Jones fan, I avoided doing the rewatch of Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny since I first saw it in theaters last year and wrote my initial review. Why the delay? Well, life and work certainly are busy, but there was something else lingering, perhaps holding me back. As I mentioned in my initial review of Dial of Destiny, which we also covered in the last episode of this podcast, this indie fan had real trepidations heading into the movie theater. Indeed, an angst stayed with me throughout the movie. What would they do to one of my all-time favorite characters in fiction? As the movie ended, I felt relieved and gave the film 3.5 to 4 stars out of a possible 5. Now, I concluded that review writing, well, coming out of the theater, I was at 3.5 stars. But I know that when I rewatch Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, free from worry and angst, I'll enjoy it more in various ways, such as catching and appreciating more of the humor. And yes, my opinion of the movie will improve, most likely pushing it up to a solid 4 stars. So that's what I wrote. Well, is that how it turned out upon this first rewatch? Alas, no. In fact, I like the film less and would now give it 3 stars out of 5. While it's entertaining for many of the reasons that I mentioned in the first review, it actually falls far short of the previous 4 indie movies. Why? Director James Mangold, who also served as a co-writer with David Kopp and Jez Butterworth and John Henry Butterworth, didn't really know how to tell an exciting, fun Indiana Jones adventure. He captured some of that in the film's opening scenes, taking place on a train in World War II, but that was really that. The rest of the film is spent with the audience largely watching an Indiana Jones beaten down and largely beaten by life. Who the heck thought this was a good idea? Well, obviously Mangold did. In the end, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny went against who the Indiana Jones character is. This is similar to what happened with Woody in Toy Story 4. The heck's the deal, Disney? In Dial, it was largely about what Indy has lost. And he is worn out by it all. And this Indiana Jones, lacking in heart and optimism, kind of hangs around throughout the entire film. The film's time travel ending was too over the top for some reviewers. For me, it wasn't the time travel, it was what Indiana Jones did or didn't do while traveling in time. There is a brief final moment in the movie when Indy's hand reaches out and grabs his iconic hat. Is this supposed to tell us that the old Indy is back? Well, if so, by that time, it was too late, especially since this most certainly was Harrison Ford's last ride as Indiana Jones. Indeed, quite frankly, we all would have been better off left with Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. And it's, I'll say it, near perfect ending with Indy and Marion getting married and Indy confidently taking that hat and putting it on his head. Thanks for listening. Please get your news and views on Disney at DisneyBizJournal.com. Check out my various books. The latest Weekly Economist book, the third book in that series, is out. All of them are available at Amazon.com and signed books at RayKeatingBooksAndMore.com. If you like adventures and mysteries, thrillers, and so on, you can check out my 19 and counting Pastor Stephen Grant thrillers and mysteries. And also, if you like historical fiction along those lines, Cathedral, an Alliance of St. Michael novel. Now, all of my works of fiction are available at Amazon.com in Kindle and paperback editions, and also signed books at RayKeatingBooksAndMore.com. I hope you find value in some of this and all of this, and hey, have a magically productive day.